Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method, The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit.
And you are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Hello there, everybody. So good to see you. Sounds like you guys are having weather out there on the East Coast like we are here in the Pacific Northwest. Cold, cold, cold. And I tell you, I'm not really used to this being from L.A., but, you know, we'll get through it. I just don't have the clothes, man. You know, in L.A., right now, the temperature of the highs is probably about 62. That's what the weather was saying it was going to be. So we don't have these sweaters and these overcoats and the closed-toe shoes and everything. I mean, we get our little, we're more interested in style than we are functionality, I tell you, because you don't have to worry about these things. So I'm freezing, but I have got on layers and layers and layers, and I had to go into the attic and I had to get out my ski clothes, and that's the way I'm keeping warm. So I hope you all are bundled up out there and you're keeping warm. And we got a show for you today, but before we get started, I want to talk about my holiday gift to you, because it is the holidays, and people are indulging. Everybody's out there indulging in their holiday treats, the foods that they've been waiting all year to eat, and as a result, people put on weight. You know, you gain weight when you indulge in these things. And then after the holidays comes the new year and the new year's resolutions. And everybody wants to get rid of that, those extra pounds that they've gained during the holidays. So they make all kinds of new year's resolutions to lose weight, to get healthy, to start over again, blah, 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 blah. And everybody gets all pumped up and they go out there and they do the latest fad, because every January, some new diet comes out on the market, some new detox program, all this kind of thing. And people jump on board and they're gung-ho and they do it for a while. And then they start to lose steam. They fall off the wagon and go back to what they've been doing in the past. And I think a lot of the reason for this is because they're buying into one plan or one program fits everybody. And there's 7 billion people in the world, so not one program is going to fit everybody. And I have seen through my practice that I have more efficacy and more success when I put my clients on a customized program. So my holiday gift to you is a discount on my services of 20%. So if you contact me anytime between now and January 15th of 2014, I can't believe we're coming up to 2014, you will get 20% off of my services. So you can have a customized weight loss program, a customized program that can help you regain your health if you're suffering from a healthcare issue, or if you just want to prevent a healthcare issue, and a customized detox program. So when you are ready to get serious about your health and your weight loss, then make sure you contact me, and you can do that at my website, M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, at themichellebondshow.com, or you can call me 425-412-0202, 425-412-0202. Okay, and you can also go there to my website If you want to see any of my archive shows, or if you want more information about my services and the customized bond method that I have founded. All right, have we got a show for you today? Today we are talking about the fear of death, and I wanted to talk about this because it's not talked about that much, but it is one of the number one fears that people have. And what I want to talk about is why maybe we shouldn't be so afraid of it. And what is it like on the other side? So I have with me today this woman who I look up to and admire very much. She, and a lot of you probably already know who she is. She is Sue London. Yeah, Sue London is here with us today. She's going to talk about her near-death experience. But for those of you who don't know who Sue is, she is a radio host extraordinaire here on WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. She is a speaker, a trainer, an author, and she has written, some of the books that she has written are Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life, Rocky's Trip to the Hospital, Rocky's Positive Thoughts, and Coloring Book. So welcome, Sue London. So glad to have you here.
I'm so excited, and I'm very cold here too in Canada. Gotta tell you, you got it warm there, girl. What are you complaining about?
Well, we probably have it warmer than Canada, although it's been down in the 17s, like in the teens, and then the warms are in the 20s, maybe low 30s, and that's kind of unusual for this time of year here.
Yeah. Oh, we've got, it's minus 15 Celsius here, so that's about 17 Fahrenheit here, too.
Oh, okay.
We've got our puppies all wearing their sweaters in the house right now, and we've got a fireplace going.
Yeah.
But yeah, tis the season, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. My puppy does not want to go outside. You know, I mean.
Bribery and treats. It works every time.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. She holds it until she just can't stand it anymore, and then she runs out and does her business really fast and comes back in. I've never seen her do her business so fast.
Yeah, that's our guys, too.
Oh, it's great. Oh. The little ones. It's great to have them around.
For sure. For sure.
Yes. Okay, so this fear of death, Sue, you know, death is the number one fear that people have. And really what's happening, and the reason why we have this fear of death is because it's really our ego that's fearing the death. Because right. Our soul or our higher power, or where we come from, knows there is no death.
Right.
It never dies, right?
Right. Exactly. Yep.
So it's the ego. And we're all attached to our egos because that's mainly why we are here on this earth, is because of our ego and the lessons that it needs to learn in order to evolve so that we can go back home to our spirit, to our soul. So what you've had a near-death experience. So you want to share with the audience what that was?
Absolutely. Years ago, I had Crohn's disease. And what happened, a doctor diagnosed a symptom I was having. I'd gone into the hospital and they told me I had pulled muscle in my stomach. And so I went home and I thought, okay, you know what? The feeling was different, so I didn't question it. So I went home and I was having trouble breathing, couldn't stand. I thought, this is definitely not right. This is not something I've torn or pulled, you know? So I go back to the hospital, and while I'm at the hospital waiting to see somebody, I collapsed, got dizzy, collapsed, and fainted. And what happened, my intestine actually had burst. It was actually an intestine about to perforate. That's what had really happened. So they took me in. They said to me, I had 30 minutes to live. And I was thinking about, you know, who do I want to say goodbye to? And, you know, you think a lot at that time who, you know, you look back over your life in that short time and, you know, wonder what could I have done differently and, you know, what should I have said, you know, the whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. And then it was like not long after that, I felt my body going, not my body, it's more of my soul coming out of my body. And I can remember laying there and all these nurses and doctors around me and they're using the paddles on me. And I'm kind of hovering over my body at that point. And I'm looking down at them and I thought, this is a dream. What is going on? And they were freaking out and they were like, oh no, we're losing her. This is not good. Where's her family? You know, where's the information? All this kind of stuff. And they were looking at the chart and I thought, I feel like I'm watching a movie. So the next thing I know, I'm, you know, kind of floating. And then it's kind of almost like a movie. I go to this place where I see this, like, kind of like fog I'm walking through. You know, you see in the movies this fog and this tunnel and the white light?
Right.
That's exactly what happened to me. And I'll tell you that emotionally, I was at a place where I was in the hospital for months. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And mm-hmm. I wonder, you know, what kind of a mom was I? Here I am in and out of hospitals. I had an 8-year-old. I had a 5-year-old. And I'm thinking, where's my husband? I'd been married for almost 16 years. He never came to see me for the 5 months I was in the hospital. And I thought, this is just something not right. This is not good. I'm kind of a burden for my family, you know, really like really being hard on myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so while I'm going, I'm in this place, this white light, and I'm feeling this love, something that I had never felt before. It was so powerful. And this peace and this joy. And I just felt like I had not a shred of stress, not a worry or concern, just love and peace and joy. That's the best way I can explain it. And I thought, this is awesome here. I've never experienced anything like this in my life.
This is very, very interesting. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we want to hear more about
this. Hold that thought.
Yes, hold that thought. I think it's very important for everybody to hear. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me who had been suffering from debilitating migraines since he was a small child. He would get them at least once a week and sometimes be out of commission for 4 to 5 days. He tried everything the doctors recommended, but nothing worked. He could only get relief from taking high doses of Advil, and that was beginning to run a toll on his kidneys, liver, and stomach. He finally came to me, and through diet, diet, nutritional supplements, herbs, and emotional release programs, we were able to get them under control. He now only gets them maybe once or twice a year, and when he does, they are manageable. He is thrilled to get his life back and live it more normally. When you are ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show. We are talking here with Sue London about something that leads me to what the bleep.
And now, the Michelle Bond's What the segment.
Say. Okay, this whole show basically is a what the bleep, and that is talking about the fear of death and what is death really like, and is it something that we really should be afraid of? And the interesting thing is that I have heard about people who've had near-death experiences, but I'd never met anybody who had a near-death experience until this year. And all of a sudden, I'm meeting quite a few people who've had near-death experiences. And it's very interesting, the similarities that they all talk about that they've had. And so we've got Sue London here today who's talking to us about her near-death experience. So before the break, we were talking about how you went into – but before we get to that, I want to know – what you felt like, Sue, when the doctors told you you only had 30 minutes to live. Now, were you afraid? Did fear enter in at all when they told you that?
No. It was the strangest thing. It was more like, am I leaving something that my kids will remember? Did I teach my kids the lessons, the valuable lessons? Are they going to be raised as great adults? Like, this is kind of what was going through my mind. Did I get everything out that I wanted to teach them? Did I leave a good legacy? That kind of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was not ever, you know, I figured if it's my time, I must have lived my life and I must have, you know, done what I've been brought here to do. But yeah, it was more, did I teach everything to my kids? And I was flashing back to, was there anyone I didn't say I loved or told them how I cared about? And I have really been good all my life at if I value somebody, I tell them. If I love mm-hmm. you know. If I see someone who needs a hug, I always do that. So that part of myself, that wasn't even anything that I was looking back and going, oh, I should have done that differently. I've always lived my life that, you know, try new things. Since I had been diagnosed with Crohn's disease anyways, I would learn new things. I had lived a proper life. I wasn't ashamed of anything I had done in my life, but it was just more, did I teach everything to my kids that I wanted them to know?
Okay. So
strange, eh?
Yeah. So what happens is all of a sudden you kind of look back over your whole life and you want to make sure that you saw what was important, the most important things, not
my girl.
You know, did you have the big house or the, you know, the, all the money and the cars
nothing
and the
material.
This and that.
Yeah.
It was more of a quality thing and fear did not even enter in.
No, because as I'm hovering, it was kind of like, this is really interesting. And I've always been very intrigued. And see, when I was younger, I would see people from the other side and on the other side. And so I had that connection with angels. And it was, you know, I remember going to our minister at our church and saying, are there such people as angels, such spirits? And he told me no. And I thought, oh, okay, like, I must be crazy. If there's no angels, like, what am I seeing? And I was on a real quest as a late teenager, early 20s. And then when, you know, this minister told me this, so it really kind of was confirming that everything that I had learned and read and felt personally, it was true. There is more to our life. There is more on the other side. And then when I was at the white light, I got stopped. Now, do you want me to tell you about that now? Or
Yeah.
Got everyone hanging on to their seats? Well, what happened, so I'm going through this white light, and I'm going in the tunnel, and I kept feeling, you know, that this is such this wonderful piece of joy and love and just this something I had never, ever experienced, because as a child, my parents were not there physically, emotionally. They were abusive. My first mm-hmm. husband was abusive. So I didn't have that support and love except from two people, actually one person and a dog. My dog Spot growing up, and my dog Rocky, and my grandpa Buck. And so I've always been, I like to say, strong-willed. My husband, I'm now Ross, we've been married for 10 years now. He might say I'm a little stubborn, or my kids might say I'm stubborn, but I like to say strong-willed. So if anyone could get through to me, it was my grandpa Buck. And God and his angels definitely knew the right person to send to, you know, to me in the white light. And as I was really, you know, feeling this pull to go deeper into this tunnel and this light, my grandfather appeared. And I'll never forget, as long as I live, what he said. He stopped me and his arms were reached out. And he said, "Susie, it's not your time. You have to go back, and you have millions of people and animals you need to help heal and to help move forward." And I thought, are you nuts? Like, okay, seriously, I'm just a person who has this disease. I'm in and out of hospitals. I can't even look after my kids. How do you expect me to do this, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of, you know, arguing, being the stubborn little Susie like I was, right? And so he said, "You need to trust me. You need to trust us." So it, because it was my grandfather, and he was always my best friend, my mentor, somebody I totally trusted and could count on, and has always been there for me, I went back. And I can remember coming back and just feeling this whole new self, feeling, how do I say it, like a renewed person given a second chance. And as I was listening to people in the hall fighting, I thought, what a waste of energy and time that is. You know, why aren't they hugging and looking at the situation in a different way? I started seeing people in a different dimension. My gifts, like my psychic medium gifts, I came back, were so much stronger. I started feeling people's stuff as they would walk into my room physically and emotionally. And so I remember laying in that hospital bed, and I had a quiet time by myself, and I started praying, and really until I had the experience, I wouldn't say I was really a religious person, or like I was spiritual, but I wasn't religious. I didn't really pray a lot. But that really changed me, having that experience and knowing there is more out there. And so I remember starting praying, and I said to God, you know, "Thank you for giving me a second chance. I promise I will, you know, live the rest of my life doing your work, and just guide me with where I need to be and what I need to do to help the right people and have the right people come to help me." So fast forward a couple months, I go home, and I learned that the husband that never came to see me at the hospital had moved his girlfriend in, and he was with her for 14 of our 16-year marriage.
He moved her into your house?
Yeah, because the doctor said I wasn't going to make it. So he's thinking I was on the way out and checking out, and here he was starting his new life. They'd bought a house together and everything. It was quite an interesting experience for me. Let me put it that way.
I would say.
So I, you know, became empowered, and still that, you know, that going to that white light was really with me and fresh and made me realize that, you know, life is so short. Why be unhappy in your life? Why not create that life that you really desire and deserve, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I thought, enough is enough. I'm not going to live my life like this. And got, sent him packing, and I went through divorce, and I'm, you know, working on this new self and my, you know, journey and that. And the Crohn's disease that doctors told me was incurable is completely gone. It is 100% healed. And just, I'm a total new person, just in every area, cleared out the needy friends and all the abusive people and that. And then I met Mr. Wright, who happened to be my mentor from Toastmasters, who was helping me build my confidence and be able to stand in the light and be the center of attention and not be fear of speaking. That's where my fear was, the center of attention and speaking, right? Mm-hmm. And so here, you know, Mr. Wright becomes, my mentor becomes Mr. Wright. Now we're married for 10 years. So what happened when my husband Ross and I got together, what started happening was that we started getting phone calls, and we were given these free trips. And I'm saying Hawaii, 3 weeks, all expense paid to Hawaii.
Right.
You know, all these trips were coming up, and I started to see a pattern that the prayer that I put out to God was, you know, put me in the right place to help the right people. these trips were appearing and putting me in the place to help people with their challenges or to give them a hug or to say something. And that's just, you know, how I live my life now. So fear of death, no, that's not even close to, you know, where I've ever been or ever will be. And
that's great, Sue. And so we've got to take another quick break. And so you were able to turn it around. That's how it impacted your life. And I think that is just, you know, spectacular. It's fabulous. And we're going to talk more about this when we come back from the break. So I've got a few more questions for you. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. You listen to The Michelle Bond Show. We'll be right back.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We're here with Sue London talking about death and why you should not fear it. And there was an interesting thing that you said when you were going out of your body and coming back in, that you saw the nurses and arguing around you. There was a lot of discord and you were like, you know, life is too short. Why have all this? And, and this is a topic that I want to talk about a little bit, because I want to kind of shine the light on people, because a lot of healers, especially healers who are dealing with emotions and the mind and things like that, tell you to get rid of your grievances, to have forgiveness for everybody, to not argue, to not have discord and not get caught up in the drama of the human condition and what we have created. And there is a reason why. Number one, because it does, when you turn your back to discord and you don't get involved in it, it raises your energy level. But number two, we're talking about beings on the other side. So you have angelic beings, but you can also have beings that aren't angelic. And people don't talk about this a lot, but the awareness is becoming more and more out there. You've got the shows on TV now where they're chasing down ghost entities and all this kind of thing, which I don't suggest you do. I don't think it's a wise idea. But so people are questioning, is that real? Are these experiences real that I'm having if you are experiencing this type of thing? And the answer is yes. But what creates it? Well, what creates it is discord. So a person who has a lot of discord in their life, when they pass, the discord in their life actually binds their soul to this earth, to this planet, and to the locality, lots of times, into which they lived, where they had that discord. And so those are the beings that you're coming into contact with. Now, most of them, or a lot of them, are harmless, but then they can be quite vicious. So what gets rid of this? And what helps? Because when the soul gets embonded into this earth and is fixed on this earth as an entity, it can't really go through the reincarnation process and it can't really evolve, get stuck in a vicious cycle. So this is the reason why they say to get rid of all discord and to have forgiveness and love, because that is the energy of the light. And in the light, no darkness can thrive. And so the light gets rid of all the discourse and keeps it so that your soul can evolve and the light can come in and you can move on to go back home to where we all came from. So, Sue, because you are so light, you realize that a discord gets you absolutely nowhere. You follow love, you follow the higher energy, and you can see angelic beings from the other side, but they're all of the light.
Absolutely. Yes.
And so because of that, you do not get bothered by any discordant beings or any discordant anything.
But
the interesting thing we were talking about during the break that our audience couldn't hear because it was just you and me, is you were talking about how you and your husband were going in and you're reading your books and all, and you're helping people, and you're going into the hospital to deal with the children.
Right.
Who were told that they're not going to go home, and how these children really do not have a fear of death. They know what's going on, but that their parents are grieving so much. Now, this is a philosophy that I want to bring up to help parents who have children who are dying. And this is the deal, is that as you're going through this process of rebirth, if you believe in reincarnation, every time you reincarnate on this planet, your soul learns another lesson that it needs to learn in order to evolve so that you no longer have to get caught up in the cycle of birth and death anymore. You become one with your spirit. And there, the philosophy is that when you are getting ready to ascend, when your soul is getting ready to go home and you're on your last reincarnation, lots of times you'll be born as a child, you'll be born. And because you've learned all these lessons throughout all your past lives that your soul needs to learn, you will go at an early age. So that is probably what's going on with these children, is they know they're going on, they're moving on, and they're no longer going to have to go into the cycle of birth and death again. They're going to meet their creator. I don't know. That's just my idea. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to say about that, Sue?
Well, from my experience of working with the kids at the hospitals, I've really seen a pattern. None of them are scared of death. they are true teachers to so many people. I know that, you know, I would be, the doctors and the life skill workers would call me into a room and have me talk to the parents about my experience having the near-death experience. And so I would share, you know, what it was like, because I think the parents had the biggest fear, was there more for their children? Would somebody meet them? And I've had my dog Rocky die in my arms. I've seen his body leave like mine did. I saw him met by my grandfather and my dog Spot. I was there helping, giving Reiki to my father-in-law. Ross and I were both giving him Reiki as he was passing over, and his soul came out and met by the loved ones. So I shared those stories with the parents. And the kids, it was, they said to me that they were born here to be teachers and to teach their parents lessons and the people around them. They were very calm about it. And that was the big thing. It was the parents wanted to know there was more for them. And I found that the kids, there was a pattern that they were very old souls, definitely very old souls, very wise for their young ages.
So that kind of backs up my philosophy.
Totally.
My theory.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah, they've been around for a while.
Yep.
And it was time. You know, it's interesting because you and I are similar in that I used to own an animal hospital. So I have an affinity for animals just like you do. And I made the mistake a few years ago. I had this little Yorkie that I was very, very much attached to.
Oh, no.
And she'd been with me through all kinds of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And she ended up getting a liver shunt, which I was blessed because she got it at the age of 9. And usually Yorkies get the liver shunts when they're maybe 1 or 2 years old and they don't live very long. But I was blessed. I got to have her as long as I did.
Yeah.
And I was doing a lot of studying of the Eastern philosophy and doing a lot of meditation. And so I knew with the energy that I could probably help keep her alive, you know, so when I do my meditations, I'd sit with her on my lap and send her energy and all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, what I finally discovered after she finally passed was that I was being very selfish, trying to keep her alive for me.
Yep.
You know,
that
it was
often.
Time to let her go, you know, and I had this fear of her dying, you know, and the sense of loss and all what it would be like for her on the other side. But actually, it was time to let her go. She wanted to go. And,
but isn't it hard to let the pets go, though, right?
Oh, it's very hard. And, you know, being in the animal hospital, too, of course, you have patients who die. And you know when they want to go. And you can see, you can, like you said, you could see the spirit leave. You can see the spirit leave the body when it's time. And I, you know, I felt really bad afterwards when I finally figured it out that I had selfishly let her, you know, kept her here on this earth when it was time for her to go and reincarnate. But then I realized I was in good hands because Paramahansa Yogananda, I don't even know if I said his name right, did the same thing. He was attracted to this this doe, you know, a young doe, and that was his pet, and he tried to keep the pet alive for a while, and then finally the pet came to him in a dream and said, "Let me go, I want to go,
it's my
time to reincarnate and move on."
Well, and do you want to hear an interesting story? Because this may help a lot of people that are hanging on to their pets for selfish reasons, like I'm sure you and I both did.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what happened, and anyone listening, been there, done that. I didn't want to let my dog Rocky go, a little Shih Tzu. He came to me 8 months before I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, helped me through abuse, disease, divorce, life and death, pregnancy when my weight went down to 80 pounds. That's a whole other show. You know, what got me through everything. And then as Mr. Wright, as Ross came into my life, I saw Rocky's health started to fail. He got a tumor on his paw. I did Reiki on it. Instead of having it amputated, the paw was fine. The leg didn't have to be amputated. He's getting older. He's, you know, it's coming his time, right? And I was struggling to let him go. So I had Ross make the decision, make the call. The vet came to our house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was hanging on to Rocky, and I had a friend say to me, you know, there's more to the other side. You know all this stuff. You teach this. You've lived it. You've experienced it, right? Mm-hmm. And so I knew what was going to happen for him. And so, you know, just before they're ready to go, before they cross, the vet gives his needle to them, right? I don't want to be too graphic. So what happened, I'm holding Rocky, and I'm giving him Reiki. We had nice music on the background. Our other dog, Molly, was there beside Rocky. Ross was right there. The vet was there. And all of a sudden, the vet was explaining what I could expect. right? And I thought, no, that's not what's going to happen here. And so all of a sudden, I just got really choked up, and I started telling Rocky how much I loved him, how I was so grateful for him. And this strength came over me, and I said, you know what? I will love you for an eternity. You know, you've been my angel dog, and I know it's your time to go join Spot and Grandpa Buck and all our loved ones, right? As soon as I kissed him on the top of the head, I just said, I love you. I let you go. That's all I had to do. And the vet did not have to give him the needle. And the
Great. We're going to take another quick break because that's a great story. But because that's
the power of letting go, though, right?
Yeah, the power of letting go. And then he was able to go. It's great. Yeah. I love that. We've got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to finish our discussion here with Sue about near-death experiences and why you should not fear death. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Inspired, create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Did you know there are over 7 billion people in this world, each with his or her own makeup, personalities, or preferences? Then how in the world can anyone think that one single healing method can work for everyone? It's just not possible. Even if you try to break it down and categorize people into different blood types, different body types, different astrological signs, it still doesn't work. Everyone is different. No two people are alike. If you want real results from your wellness program, then it needs to be customized to work just for you. That is where the Bond Method can help you. It is a customized program developed for you to help you prevent or recover from a healthcare challenge and live your life with love, joy, peace, and happiness. Who doesn't want that? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Bye. Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We are talking here with Sue London about death and why it's something that really should not be feared. And so that leads me to the philosophy tip of the day.
And now, the Michelle Bond's philosophy tip of the day.
Okay, this philosophy tip of the day comes from Guru Dev. And this is what she has to say. To get a human body is a rare thing. Make full use of it. There are 4 million kinds of lives with which a soul can gather. After that, one gets a chance to be human, to get a human body. Therefore, one should not waste this chance. Every second in human life is very valuable. If you don't value this, then you will have nothing in hand and you will weep in the end. Because you are human, God has given you power to think and decide what is good and bad. Therefore, you can do the best possible kind of action. You should never consider yourself weak or a fallen creature. Whatever may have happened up to now may be because you didn't know. But now be careful. After getting a human body, if you don't reach God, then you have sold a diamond at the price of spinach. So there you have it. So, Sue, God has given us this power. We are not fallen creatures. So when you came back after your near-death experience, did you feel stronger, more empowered?
Big time. That's the best way to say it. Big time. Yeah. I really knew that we were all here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, not everybody, when we're talking about death, but not everybody has to go through a near-death experience to realize that, to get that awakening.
Yeah, let's just take our word for it, okay? Don't take the hard way.
Right. But like I was talking about, you know, I'd heard about people who had near-death experiences, but I'd never met some people. And then all of a sudden this year, I'm meeting people who have had near-death experiences. And listening to you all talk, I mean, there's a lot of similarities. And all the ones who've come to me are people who had a near-death experience from an illness because they were so sick. And then they got the feeling though when they went to the tunnel, the light on the other side, and they were told, no, it's not your time. It's time to come back. They knew that their bodies were going to heal, that their bodies were totally going to recover, and they were going to be fine.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened for me. Every doctor wrote on miracle cure, miracle healing. But, you know, I mean, you and I both know we can always heal our own bodies.
Right.
We all have the power to do that. But I knew that that everything I had been through was definitely for a reason to help others. Just like my Grandpa Buck said, I had to go back and help millions of people heal and move forward. And that's exactly what I'm doing now, my journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And you lose all fear of death, because the thing of it is that we have done it millions of times. We just don't remember. We just don't remember.
Yeah.
And then once you lose that fear, you can pretty much, and you can do whatever you set your mind to, whatever you want, and you realize that.
Oh, totally. And my family go nuts when I say that too.
Yeah. Oh, do they in a bad
way? Oh, yeah. No, they'll just say, and you know what happens for me, because I connect with the other side. Mm-hmm. The challenge that I have is that I can get easily distracted. Somebody might be talking to me and I'll see their loved ones right behind them or beside them. How we found our house was because Ross's parents on the other side let us. We just got in the car and drove and had them lead us to this plot of land where we had a house built. You know, that's how we live our life now. We ask for support from the other side, and we become aware of signs and messages and thoughts we have, and that's how we're living our journey. And our kids are starting to see that's how Ross and I live, and they're starting to sort of do it slowly and off and on. But that it's such a wonderful way to live. You don't have the stress, you know?
Right?
You
and
enjoy.
And that's the thing I've been talking about that I preach. It's like, let your higher power come through. You'll be guided, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a process. It is.
Yeah.
And in a way, people who've had near death experiences and get it like that, it's like an aha. You get it. And you go immediately, maybe you weren't living like that, to now, boom, you're in it, because you didn't have to go through the process, because you were thrown into it.
Yeah. And you know, it sounds funny, and God bless my husband. Oh my gosh. Like I'll feel a poke in the middle of the night, and it will be someone on the other side is trying to like, wake me up to give a message to me for something that I have to say on my radio show, or something I'm going to meet someone the next day, or I'm coaching them. And they're kind of like saying, okay, this is what you have to tell them. Like, you know that TV show Ghost Whisperer?
Right.
Remember that? That's my life.
Interesting.
And I'll say to Ross, oh, by the way, your mom said you shouldn't be eating that. It's not good for you. Well, of course she's saying that, he'll say, you know.
Right.
So, you know, he's kind of thrown into this. You know, I don't think he saw the whole picture when he first met me there 12 years ago. So God bless you, Ross.
Oh, I know. It's fun. It's fun. Yeah. And the other thing I say to people is, when you're starting to do this journey and this work and starting to let your higher power come through and get the messages from your angels and your guides and all that, is follow your desires.
Yeah.
As long as they're constructive desires. I mean, you know, if you have the desire to eat the whole chocolate cake, you're probably not going to.
Yeah, don't do that. That's crazy. No, yeah. And you know what? Like, I can tell you, life is so stinking short. So why do you want to do things that are going to harm yourself or harm others? You know, live that life that you want to leave, you know, behind. Like, look at Nelson Mandela. There's an example, right?
Mm-hmm.
That here he's done so good for the world. And, you know, if everyone just does nice for each other, and if you love someone, tell them. Don't think you may not have that tomorrow. Value life. Be grateful for it. Don't waste it. And don't ever say you're bored.
Right, exactly. And I love Nelson Mandela. I use his quote a lot about our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And so, yeah, we've got to embrace that power. Well, we've got to go. I want to thank you, Sue, for being on the show. This has just been fabulous. I'd love to have you again. It's been a real treat.
It's been wonderful. Thank you so much, my friend.
You're welcome. Okay, so I want to remind everybody about my holiday gift to you, 20% off of my services. When you're ready for a customized weight loss program that works, if you want to regain your health or prevent a healthcare challenge from happening, and you want a customized detox program, then contact me. And so from now until January 15th, 2014, I will be giving 20% off of my services. So I want to thank you all for tuning in and listening. It's been a pleasure having you here. I wish you all the best through the holidays and a good evening. God bless you all. Goodbye.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenge. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit the Michelle Bond show.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me who had been suffering from debilitating migraines since he was a small child. He would get them at least once a week and sometimes be out of commission for 4 to 5 days. He tried everything the doctors recommended, but nothing worked. He could only get relief from taking high doses of Advil, and that was beginning to run a toll on his kidneys, liver, and stomach. He finally came to me, and through diet, nutritional supplements, herbs, and emotional release programs, we were able to get them under control. He now only gets them maybe once or twice a year, and when he does, they are manageable. He is thrilled to get his life back and live it more normally. When you are ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.